Yo.
Hi, Joshua.
What's happening, Carla?
Oh my God, this year has been long and short. There's time, but there's no time. I've questioned the meaning of life. And yeah, we're just vibing, we're existing, breathing oxygen.
Yes, enjoying life and not focused on the past or the future, but just living in the moment.
I don't know about that.
My
rent due on Thursday.
What happened?
My rent's due on Thursday, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, my car insurance is also due Thursday. So yeah, wait.
I'm fucking dead with you. Yo, how you doing?
Yo, I'm going to keep it a stack with you. I'm doing good. I'm doing amazing. Feeling good. I'm actually excited for the new year. It's like right around the corner, too.
I'd like to quote Bad Bunny. 2021, te esperamos.
Hey! 2021, ojalá que llegue rápido. Bendito.
Pronto.
Yo, I ain't going to lie. It's crazy when you stop and think about how fast this year went by.
It's because, like, most of the year we were indoors. I should probably be talking in the microphone. Yeah, most of the year we spent indoors.
Oh my gosh, bro. I don't even know where to start with this year.
I know, but
I don't want to talk down on this year. This year, I've definitely learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about other people. It's cooler. We haven't even gotten into the intro. That's crazy.
hello everybody, new listeners, how you doing? My name is Carla.
Bow, my name is Joshua,
and you are listening to WTF Latinx, the podcast where Joshua and I talk about our culture, our food, our past, our present, our future, and what's the other thing?
Chancletas.
Just put it in there, yo. When we talk about everything Latino, everything that impacts growing up Latino, eating Latino, not growing up in a Latino environment, but being Latino, identities, history, fun shit. Congratulations.
What you mean? What is it, my birthday?
No.
What you mean? What congratulations, huh?
We reached a milestone with the podcast and you and I did not even talk about it.
Yo, that's the funniest thing, though, is that when you brought that up, it was, like, at the most random moment.
Like, do you understand what that is?
Yes, I do. Big 1K in the building.
We have fucking gotten 1K streams, and I don't know when that happened.
You know what's crazy, though? It's, like, we've just been grinding it out steadily, just focused.
I don't know about steadily, but we've been grinding it.
We've been grinding it out. You know,
guys, I'm sorry, not sorry. It'll get published eventually. We're not going nowhere. We're still posting. It's just taking more than usual, okay?
They get all our loyal followers and all the new followers to come this year. You know, we're going to try as hard as we can to, you know, maintain a...
I blame it on school.
Yeah, I blame it on school, but shout out to Carla because she's currently going through grad school and she killing grad school right now.
Yo, speaking of killing.
Ooh. Shout out to myself.
And grad school is killing me.
Shout out to myself for somehow surviving this semester. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. Woo!
Yo, we're almost there. We're almost at the finish line. Next year's goal. At some point, beginning, middle, end, we gotta finish this. Bow. You heard me? Next year, that's goal. Like next year, beginning, even if it's December, we both over with this.
With what?
I'm looking at you with school. We gotta finish it.
That's offending.
That's what I thought.
That's what goals I
thought. Goals 2020. Oh, and what's the topic for this episode? Speaking of goals.
Yo, we haven't came up with an official name for it.
This is like my quote for you to like make it up.
I know, and this is me just dancing. Y'all can't see me. I'm just dancing to no music right now.
You completely ignore me. You see, this is why we can't, because the Hispanic mom is me. It's like, oh,
so this episode, this is the new year wrap up. bow.
2020 wrap up.
The 2020 wrap up New Year goal setting episode.
Oh shit. Shout out to myself. Y'all, if you ever want more content like this or like not content like this at all, go follow me on my YouTube channel that I started in the middle of COVID. It's Chaos Carla.
Big Chaos.
And then Carla with a C. And you can see more content there. I'll start having more Spanish content soon. I just like, it's not good, but we're trying, okay?
Yo, can we just talk? Can we just talk about how mid pandemic you like decided to just kind of follow one of your passions and like start it?
Yeah.
And how you had every reason to quit and to not do it, beard, and you gotten so much better at video editing. You gotten so much better at just everything, just content creation in general. I just wanna tell you.
That's something that I learned this year and or last year, because we've been in the podcast now for a bit now. But content creation is like so fun. Like I like taking research and ideas and being like, yo, let's look a little bit deeper into this. And COVID was the perfect opportunity for me to sit in my room, not just for me. Why is your side chick texting? Like, what's good?
Hold up. So your boy Joshua.
Yo, put them on speaker though. What's good?
Imagine, chill, okay?
Chill.
So your boy Joshua currently has his iMessage connected to his.
He has the holes.
I have
the coworkers that are all holes.
No,
I'll have to bleep that.
Don't say that, Carla. God, Carla, my coworkers be listening.
As they should. Anyways.
Anywho, I believe, let me mute this other group chat I'm in. Bro, I'm in too many group chats right now. I just realized that.
I literally have one where, like, I don't think they know I'm in it. I'm just there for the tea.
Yo.
They, like, added me years ago, and, like, now I just say it to see if they talk shit about me.
At some point, somebody's going to be like, yo, Carla, you still here?
Yo, Carla, why don't you vote on the things? I'm like, huh, me? I don't know, Carla.
I was like, me? No, I'm not Carla. My name is Cynthia.
Literally. Yo, speaking of goals, though, you know, I was just telling you this. Last year, this is like officially actually starting the podcast. Last year, I made fun of the fact that I talked a lot of shit about 2019, and then 2020 was like, woo, roller coaster. So this year, we're not repeating our past mistakes, you know? We ain't doing
that. We like to learn from our mistakes here on WTF.
I'm not starting the year with negativity.
Never that.
I'm not going to spend, like, there's so many things that I can complain about. But you know what? We're choosing the high road. And instead of complaining, I want to talk about either good things that happened this year or good things that we want to happen in 2020.
Yeah, that's fire.
You know, I'm not cursing 2021. Y'all can't blame 2021 on me. Not doing it.
I refuse to take the blame. I refuse to be the one that keeps the gateway open. Nope.
Not me. About some of the things that, like, goals I have in school. Yo, when I'm done with school, I'm going to cry with joy. And I'll throw myself on the floor.
Carla, what are we going to do?
Hennessy. And if anything is possible.
Carla, we're going to crack open a bottle of Henny, maybe some Bel Air. We're going to celebrate this gorgeous path that you fucking... this gorgeous path that you carved out for yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And one day you can tell all our beautiful listeners how you did it.
You know, I just did it crawling. People say that, like, oh, motivation keeps you alive. No, it don't. You just got to want it hard enough to, like, stay on it and deal with the bullshit.
You're putting that on.
I was going to make a joke of, like, it's like kids. You just got to do shit because you love them.
You should have said that.
You don't want to change diapers, but you still got to do it.
You just have to do it. Just like suck it up. Stop thinking so much and just get it done.
Yeah, school's one of those things.
You feel me?
So that's one of my goals, is fucking finish this shit, not going back. My mom keeps making jokes. Are you going for your doctorate? And I'm like, no.
Yo, she's trying to manifest something into the universe. She's like, yo.
So are you going for the doctorate so I can tell everyone my daughter's a doctor? And I'm like, I don't even know.
Can we talk about how much of a flex that is in the Latino household? To be able to say that, yo, my daughter officially owns the title as Dr. Gonzalez. That shit is such a flex. All the aunties is mad.
Oh, and my God.
Everybody's salty. That's a flex.
Oh, yeah.
See why she's trying to, you know, manifest that into you.
You know, I don't think my student that could take that. I started paying my loans, though, like, before I even finished school, so to see if I can bring it down. Like, I put, like, $100 towards my loans and see, like, something will happen, right?
Yo, can we please champion how important it is to sometimes start at the community college to avoid all those loans?
Listen, we're doing online school now. Y'all, if you're a senior in high school or a junior, or if you're a freshman, because you can transfer out of your school. I transferred from my grad school to an online grad school because I felt like I was paying too much for the same quality.
Bullshit.
Let me tell you.
Carla, hop on your soapbox. Like,
let's talk about finances, even though
let's
I
talk
have...
about finances, shorty.
Disclaimer, we are not financial professionals at any point. This is our experience as people, humans.
Huge disclaimer. None of the financial advice provided here on this podcast.
I can't be sued, like, at all. Like, I just have debt, so you'll just get my debt.
And when you hear me tell you to invest in Tesla, don't invest in Tesla because I told you. Invest in it because you want to.
You researched it, and you actually know what the fuck.
Researched it, and you actually know what the hell you're doing because I am not a stock
financial, yeah.
I'm not advisor. A financial advisor, or am I a professional? I'm just somebody that gets real lucky sometimes.
He's like, yo, I just get lucky sometimes. But anyways, let's talk about school in general. So I went to a 4-year research undergraduate school, and I graduated with my bachelor's. Yay, thank you. That was this year. I can't believe that was this year. I graduated this year.
Yes, you did. Yo,
masters.
Yo, online graduation.
It started in person in May, and then it went to online. And then in the fall, one of my professors made a little bit of a scene because I didn't go to the first day of class, and it was going to count as an absence. And I was like, yo, I emailed him previously saying I have a job and I'm concerned that, you know, like, I can't attend class. And he was like, oh, don't worry about it, it's online. I was like, okay. And then, like, you're going to say that, like, I can't attend. So anyway, so I'm petty. And wow. I just, like, applied to another online school just to see how much it would cost me. And when I tell you, I used to have to take $5,000 in loans per semester. And now that's what, for two classes. So grad school is full time for two classes. Now, I think it's 2,200 or something like that for two classes. So I split my loan debt in half by transferring to an online school instead of staying in my standard school because it don't even matter. I'm taking online classes either way.
Yes, regardless.
So why am I going to pay $2,000+ more for the exact same shit?
Yo, it's bugged out too. Like universities haven't dropped their rates. If anything, I feel like they've increased their rates. And if you do go to a university that is online, it's like you said, 95% of the time, you're going to get a better rate. And it's for the same exact education.
Telling you what to do. But if you're applying for schools, apply to an online school. Just like say that you're interested, like, and then they will tell you like what the prices are for their classes. Just look at the options because it's the same shit I would be paying at a 4-year college.
Especially if the online school is in an accredited university where, you know, like the name holds some weight and those degrees are actually gonna, you know.
Well, that's the thing is like the school that I'm going to, like they have it's basically they have their day programs where they have dorms and they have students to stay there, but you can do their day or night program. And then their night program is basically a fully online, and mm-hmm. it's like half the price.
Bro, it's fire. It's fire. So like, I've actually thought about going to your school because you're not the only person I know that goes to that school.
Yeah.
And I know a couple people that have spoken highly of it, and it's like, oh shit.
It's really nice. I like it. And like, it's not, I don't know, you have to motivate yourself, obviously, but you're getting the same degree for half the price.
That's a Fendi. Ooh. Work smarter, not harder, my people.
Work smarter, not harder.
That's actually a fact.
I think as someone who studies higher education, the way that they price schools, I love how we just went and completely like a college rant. The way that they price schools is based on the value of their experience. So it's like, because they have these departments of diversity and like mental health counseling departments and like food courts. So it's like they have all of this to offer. But now that we transferred online, they can't have a food court online. The mental health counseling doesn't transfer the same way.
Nope, no, it does not. Even the counseling translate the same way. Sorry for the interruption. I couldn't control that. Yeah, I know the vibes, man. Dominican households. So anyways, back to the pod.
But yeah, that's why they charge so much, because they're charging for the services on campus. And now that courses are online, you can't have access to those resources. I mean, if you can commute to them, that's cool. But I know there's like libraries are closed, so you have to do the library thing online.
It's crazy. You know what's bugged out? So I was actually looking at I was viewing the summary of my bill this semester. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I was being charged for was a technology. I was being charged for the school's technology and having access to it. While this whole semester, I did not have access to it at all. And that bugged me out. When I noticed that, I really wanted to go on a rant and like email people. And I let it slide. But when I noticed that, I'm like, yo, that's a finesse. Like, you're not providing any of those resources to me. I don't have access to any of those resources. And even
I think
if
you can request for that to be removed from your bill, but they're not going to tell you that.
That's interesting. I might even have to talk to somebody about that.
What I've heard a lot is like people always talk about like the student activities fee. It'll be like $200, $300. And they're like, yo, I've never stepped into a gym. I've never participated in any club, but I'm still being charged for it. It's like, yeah. That's why they tell you to take advantage of this, because you're gonna get charged for it either way, whether you use it or you don't.
Of course, that's why they're there. And it's crazy, I never knew this, but as an art student, we get charged an art fee.
Oh yeah, every school has a different fee. Because I remember at one point I thought of transferring or changing majors.
Mm-hmm.
And for business school, it was like a $300, $400 fee. I don't know if it's per year or per semester. For attending that school. And then if I wanted to transfer, I think it was for my master's, because I wanted to transfer humanities, like out of business and into a humanities degree.
Okay.
And then that humanities degree was like, I think their fee was $200 or something like that. And I was like, yo, why are they overcharging for the business degree? It's interesting. It's interesting.
It's little things like,
yo, go to community college, save a buck. If you really want to experience the life on campus, like, I feel you, it's COVID time. So, like, be smart. Yes.
Sit down, formulate stuff, understand that, yo, it might not be in your best interest to go to the party school right now, but you can finesse 2 years at a community college. Make sure all your credits transfer, do the research, and you can save yourself.
That sound bad. I've never met anyone that like actually graduates from a party school. Personally, not as a person.
Because it's a party school. Most people just there for the party. You're not really there to learn. Yo, all of the homies that I know that went to a party school ended up partying for like 2 years and then they dropped out.
And can you imagine taking over $30,000 in loans to just owe that with no degree?
The party, yo. If anything, you could be the third wheel that goes to the community college and then chills with your boy at the party school on the weekend.
If you're gonna drop out, yo, Like, at least do it from a community college. It costs less.
Yo, the main thing, though, the main takeaway here is that y'all should never be scared to change, because Carla wasn't scared to change. Carla could have just easily stayed at her old university.
Stop lying. I was having a panic attack, bro. I was so scared.
You were scared, but you still, like, you weighed out your options. You looked at the shit, and then, bow.
Don't be scared to walk away from something that's not helping you. How about that?
Real shit, though. Don't be scared to change, though. Just,
I know? Changed schools. I was terrified, but I was like, yo, this school is not helping me. Like, it's not meeting the things that I need. I'm working full-time now. Like, this, they treat this thing like you're still an undergrad when, like, the needs of, like, the students are different.
I feel like part of that, the issue there is it's the quality of the professors. They're good professors, but they're all research professors. And I feel like they're lacking in certain areas. But I'm not one to judge.
Okay. Next topic. Start a hustle.
Start a what?
I'm like, so goals for this year is to fucking finish school last. The next thing, we started a hustle. We like it. We get stuff out of it. Not money, but...
Not yet. The money gonna come. The money gonna come. That's for sure.
That's for shorty, short.
That's for sure. Yo, that's the thing, though, right? When you start any hustle in the beginning, some people get really lucky and they're super successful right out the gate.
But how long does that last? That makes me think of, like, what's that name?
Because at some
Charles? Remember that?
Who?
He was getting famous really fast. James Charles, like a makeup YouTuber.
Oh, yes.
The whole scandal happened, and then he lost like millions of followers at the same day.
Oh, it's bugged out.
Other people's path is not your path, and that's okay.
That's a Fendi. Sometimes it's better to have no momentum and to slowly build it up. What?
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
What does Fendi mean?
Oh man, that's just, you know, the slang. That's what me and the guys use.
I know, I don't know what that is.
Fendi's like, yo, that's a Fendi. That's a fact. That's like 100. That's for real.
You're still not speaking my language.
Oh my gosh, man. Yo, that's a Fendi. Like, it's like, yo, for sure. Like, yeah, you're right.
You're still not making sense.
Man, listen, bruh. This is not going to turn into the slang section with Joshua. We're not going to break down Ebonics in, like, non-colloquial terms.
So, but what does it mean, though?
It means whatever you want it to mean. Use your imagination. Okay. Let's go. Let's keep talking, bro. Like,
starts seeing Karens from the other side using it inappropriately.
Thinking, what's a Fendi? Yo, stop.
Anyways.
Anywho.
Start a hustle. Start something that you like, even if you don't know if you're going to like it, because that's the point, is you don't know how you're going to like it. Can I tell you something?
What's good?
You know what I realized yesterday? So, one of my close friends' birthday was recently. Happy birthday, Felisa. And we're hanging out, and we're the same age, because we, like, obviously we went to school together and whatever, and we're the same year. Just a couple months apart. I'm literally in August, and then she's, a Capricorn at the end of December. Ooh,
shout out to my Leos.
Capricorn. She's a Capricorn.
Nah, we shout out to Leos though, because you're born in August.
Okay. You're right though. Anyways, and she's like, oh, happy birthday. Congratulations to you turning 23. And then I fucking realized I'm 23.
Yo guys, Carla's mad random. So Carla, like, I believe it was yesterday. Randomly, she texted me. I'm still 23. In my head, I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, huh? Yeah, I know you're 23. I'm glad you remembered that you were 23. I was so confused. I was like, huh?
I'm 23. What I'm trying to say with that is that, you know, I'm happy where I am at my age. Because I started early trying new things.
Yo, that's a fact.
I went to school early, and if I wouldn't have liked it, then I would have dropped out early. Like, yeah. I just, like, got to see different things. I've gone to conferences. I've done a lot of different jobs. And the only way that, like, I now feel confident is because I've tried it and I know I didn't like it.
That's a fact.
That sounds like an ad for weed. I'm like,
I tried it and I didn't like it. Yo, that's not what we're doing. Hey, Massachusetts, legal. Your thing. But nah, sometimes you, not even sometimes, it's good to go through that process of elimination if you can. Like, if you have the ability to try something new. Just do it.
Okay.
Yeah, the ability to try something new.
Okay.
Like I'm pretty sure you getting flown out to a conference to speak to people, that was something that's completely out of your comfort zone and that you weren't used to. And maybe you didn't even want to do it. But you did it. You tried it. And now you know whether or not in your head if that's something.
Loki, Heike, at some point, I want to be a motivational speaker and write a book.
Oof. We got good goals.
We got to make money out of multiple streams. Joshua, why are you side chicks?
Oh, this is a client. This is a client that I've told them. I've been loving this man all month.
Uh-huh.
At like 7 o'clock at 8:20. Okay. Damn, this man decides to hit me up. It's crazy.
Yeah, I believe you. So next topic.
No, but self-care. Can we talk about
self-care?
What? Oof, big one, especially during a pandemic.
I think I learned, what do you learn this year about self-care?
You learn how important self-care is and how easy
but
it is.
Why? How do you learn it? Like what happened?
You want me to give you my personal experience with self-care this year?
I don't want you to give me an essay. Just give me the bullet points.
Yo, the reasons why self-care is important. Yo, at least to me, right? When you look good, you feel good, you think better, your energy's up. And as a man, whenever I would keep a scruffy beard, I noticed that I was less inclined to I wouldn't care about my haircut.
What my about mental school. Health?
Wait, and then it all trickles down. It's like I stop caring about my beard. I stop caring about my teeth. I stop caring about everything. You feel me? You kind of fall into that little slump.
I don't feel you. Keep going.
What do you mean?
I don't understand.
I feel like once you start to neglect one thing, you start to neglect other things, and it's like a snowball effect. You fall into that slippery slope.
So wait, is that what you learned about?
That's what I learned about self-care and the importance of self-care was that once I neglected one thing, I started to neglect other things. I started to neglect my sleep. And then just naturally that altered my thinking process. I started to care less about certain things. My thoughts were more negative.
So how do you change that?
You know what? It took me gaining a certain amount of weight and I realized I wasn't feeling good. And I started looking at myself. I started analyzing myself. I'm like, damn, I've been coming into work real negative lately. I haven't been working out. My energy's been low.
You keep talking about energy. I'm like, I learned nothing about energy this year. That's what I'm like.
Bro, I learned a lot about energy. I feel like it
is. Got a lot of people trying to steal me out of this energy.
Bow. I feel like subconsciously, whether you realize it or not, your energy is gonna dictate a lot, bro. It's gonna dictate, like, if you're constantly in a bad mood and you negative, your self-care is gonna go straight down the hole. Once you start to think better and manifest better things in your mind. You bring that shit out externally. You start to dress better. You start to look better. You start to take more pride in yourself.
You know what it is? I have a different perspective from self-care than you. I, like, do not relate to anything you just said.
Nah. You're definitely not going to relate to anything because it's all personal. Like, I feel like we all have personal ideas on what self-care is and how it affects us.
Okay. I see.
I feel like there's really one solid rule to self-care and what self-care is. It's different for everybody.
That's true. Yeah, what I learned about self-care was you gotta be okay with yourself.
What do you mean by that?
Like, we care too much. And I don't mean we as in, like, other people's opinions trickle onto things that shouldn't, they shouldn't trickle onto.
How does someone's opinion affect your self-care?
Not opinion necessarily, but the fear of it. So we were talking about YouTube, right? This is probably going to be like really random story. But I was really scared to do it because I'm a big girl and I look even bigger in camera. And mm-hmm. I couldn't find a right angle. And then I had to spend hours, days. My first video ever, which sucks, took me over a month editing because I had to start over in different like editing programs and stuff like that over and over and over. So I had to see myself over and over and hear myself over and over and over again. And then we get to the point where I hated how I look so much that I was like, I'm dropped. I can't do this. I'm like, I can't do a YouTube channel. Like, I can't do this. And then I had to sit down with myself in the lonely quietness of COVID quarantine time.
Yep.
Like, well, why can't I? Like, what is it that's holding me back? Like, what's so bad about just like posting it like that? And then thinking I was like my coworkers and my DS and my friends. Like, I want to post this, but I don't want them to see it. I don't want them to see me like that.
All right, so what you're saying is that you spend so much time noticing your flaws that this it started to get to you after a while?
Yes, but not because my flaws bothered me. Because it bothered me more what other people would think.
Okay, so it was like you felt a societal pressure.
Yeah, because like, usually, like, I watch a lot of YouTube content. I think that's what inspired me to, like, want to do it. I like watching Bailey Sarian and other YouTubers about, like, I like beauty and, like, fashion and college tips and whatever. I watch a lot of different content. And they all have the same thing in common, which is, like, skinny, white, blonde girls walking along Target and, like, driving their Volkswagens. Stereotype YouTuber that I watch, and they all have brand deals, and then there's me, and I'm like, my first language is in English, and I'm doing all my videos in English, and I want to start doing them in Spanish, and like, I don't fit that stereotype of successful YouTubers because they have better ratings, mm-hmm. So why should I even bother doing it? Mm-hmm. And along the way, I was like, bro, I owe nothing to nobody.
That's a fact.
Everything that I have, I've made it on my own. Like,
that's a big fact.
The only person that's ever helped me in my life is my mother. And other than that, like, I have a couple of tias that helped me, like, growing up. I work. I go to school full time, work full time. I buy my panties. I buy my car. I buy my phone. Nobody fucking pays for anything at all. Like, it's all me. I owe nothing to nobody. So why do I care so much about people's opinions who have never done anything for me?
What do you feel like?
This is like therapy. What I'm trying to say is, like, I am who I am, and I'm great the way I am, and I've gotten this far by myself being who I am. So why should I feel shame for that?
So my question to you is, like, how far into the process of making these videos, like, how far into that process did it take you to get to that point where you started to feel that way, or you started to think that way?
It took me months. It took me at least 2 months.
Also, like.
And like texting you and feeling like I wasn't good enough and that I shouldn't be doing this because this is for prettier girls and this isn't for me.
So what prompted that change? Like, what do you feel like prompted that change in mindset? like that, what okay, is there any key moment that you can say like, damn, yo, this is that point in time where I said fuck it, like.
I think like what, again, was it, spending so much time alone thinking and meditating was a big one of my videos. Go to the YouTube channel,
Chaos Carla. Chaos Carla, YouTube.
It plugs in the YouTube channel. One of the videos that I made was four good things about being on your by being lonely or like spending time by yourself or whatever. Because I had to just sit down and meditate. And when you block the noise of what everyone else is saying and you actually listen to what you want, that makes a difference. I'm not doing it because someone else wants to. I'm doing it because I want to. And I know that if I put my mind to it, I can do it. So why am I holding back? It just made no sense to me.
You know what's bugged out? So it's important to have friends and have relationships with people. But sometimes when you rely on your friends when talking about your dreams and your goals and your aspirations, you might bump into people that because they can't do something, they'll project that energy onto you. And to bring that into what you're saying, that time that you spent by yourself, you were void of any of that outside that outside opinion. So there wasn't anything for you to not to do it. It was all you reflecting on reasons why you could do it and why you should do it and why you wanted to do it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So that I think that's what I learned about self-care is you don't need to because everyone's different, but it's good to take time for you. Like, you time is so important. You have 24 hours in a day. Take an hour where you do something you want because you want it, not because someone else is telling you to. Not because you feel like you owe it to anybody else, but like, just do it for you.
Yo, one thing I really wanna stress is the power of organization, bro. Wait.
Who do you owe that to?
I owe that to my co-host. Cause yo, she's not the only person to say that. Like, we all have the same 24 hours. And how you choose to use your time will really dictate how you mold your future and how your passions will grow or not grow. Cause yo, we spend so much time on like YouTube watching stupid videos or like TikTok.
I waste 4 hours on TikTok. Just fucking.
What do you mean? Wait, the iPhone told you that?
Yo. No, me, I wake at 3 a.m. because I haven't slept all night and I have to work at 6 a.m. Tells me that.
So yo, right there, prime example. So yo, that 4 hours, that's like a part-time shift.
That's true. I hadn't thought of it like that.
So I'm like, the way I was thinking about it is like, me recently, I've been scheduling out more time to do my passion, even if it's like an hour or 20 minutes a day, and just slowly building, just trying to get better at what I like to do. But yeah, back on. I went off topic there. Mm-hmm. I just want to stress the importance of like, yo, you have the time. Whatever you want to do, you can do.
Absolutely. And I like that we're going through like the things that we learned, because I think it's so crazy.
It's funny. I've learned that I'm really an energy person. I have to always keep myself in a good like space mentally.
Got a lot of people trying to take me on this energy, turn it away from another thing that I learned this year: debt and finances. Don't leave it for last minute. Don't do it. If you want to invest, it's not that hard. You just think it is because you're scared of it. Go on YouTube and check what the first steps to investing are.
Bro, it's funny how many people will tell you that they're scared of investing. And none of them
knowing what it is?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the fear. You fear shit that you don't know. But you also will never take you don't take that the first step to start learning it. You feel me?
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like that's where that shit begins.
It is scary, but I think it's scarier not knowing like how long is your next paycheck gonna last. You know what I mean?
Bro, I feel like for me, when it comes to money and investing, one of the things that I've realized that I was really lacking in was self-control, and I also had a severe consumption issue where I wanted to consume large amounts of materialistic shit. We're talking sneakers, expensive food for no reason, like DoorDash every week, $30, $40. $100 sneakers.
I remember we had a DoorDash phase.
Yo.
We just buy food and not do anything. On the name of recording the podcast, too.
I had $100 sneaker budget monthly where I would waste $100 on sneakers, right? And at some point, I told myself, I'm like, what if I just take all this money and start investing it? And throughout the year, I said, you know what? I'm going to invest in Tesla. I started pulling money into Tesla. And I was scared at first because I didn't know if I was going to lose that money. But I kept telling myself, well, if you would have bought sneakers, you still would have lost the money. You still would have wasted $100. There's no way to get it back.
I always think that's funny because I'm a big Marshalls girl, TJ Maxx, not sponsored, but please.
Ooh, do I don't get all the discount polo.
My whole freaking paycheck in those stores.
It's crazy.
When I tell you, I see a cute shirt, $20, that's too expensive. I'm not buying that. When I tell you, I go to McDonald's and I spend $25 on like 10 on a combo for my mom, 10 on a combo for me, and then 5 more on dessert. No shame. Cha-ching. No shame. Cha-ching. It doesn't even hurt.
It doesn't even register in your brain. You just like, nope. Whatever.
That means if I go 4 times in a week. So let's say I go like on a Sunday, on a Wednesday, on a Friday, and a Saturday. That's $100 on fast food.
Bro, that's a grocery. Easily.
And stuff that I've been focusing more on, there's apps. I've been reading articles about Truebill and stuff like that.
Acorn is also another one.
I personally do a spreadsheet. Like, I generally sit down and do an Excel spreadsheet. I used to do it by hand. Like, I would take a piece of paper and write every bill that I have, like, for January 1st, for example. Mm-hmm. And then I have Spotify at some point and, like... Fitness, the gym for at some point, streaming services, whatever. They're all different months, not different months, different days. And I write it down, and I'm like, "Yo, I spend this amount on my regular bills. This amount. Let's say I get like, $100 to get my nails, mani pedi."
Bougie, Carla with the good.
$100 to spend on food, $100 to spend on clothes, whatever in Marshalls. I still have mad money left.
But like, somehow
it's taking up my bills and like those stuff. And then I was like, so where's all this money going?
Bro, it's that extra consumption. The little things that
my money going? Because I went to Marshalls and I spent $200, but I just brought one bag. I went to Target for water. And I came back with school supplies. How did it go to $100? So educate yourselves on paying down credit card debt, school debt, how to use these things. It's all on YouTube. It's all free. It's all out there.
There's like an abundance of free resources that we just don't take advantage of.
I know. Everything I've learned on YouTube.
Honestly. Yo, think about this, right? You know what's bugged out in what you just said? So we'll waste like $300 on miscellaneous shit, right? Mm-hmm. But if there's like a fire course on like Skillshare or just or somebody selling you a course for $300, you look at it like, oh, that's a scam. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you telling me you wasting $300 on miscellaneous shit isn't a scam?
That's true. I'm trying to buy a course for there's this person, shout out to I believe it's Investing Latina. I saw her on TikTok and Instagram, and I'll be looking at her page because she has so much good content about investing. I know nothing on investing. As far as I know, is like, as I'm with the Acorn app, and I don't really know how to use it, but it's going there and I'm learning.
Carla, buy Tesla. Yo,
I got KFC stocks. I don't know what that means, but.
If I had a dollar for every time I had told Carla to buy Tesla in the last year.
If I have a dollar for every time I haven't done it.
Well, we'd both be millionaires.
Right?
What about?
yo, just go on YouTube and like find different ways to like control also, your money. Don't let your money control you.
Also, it's beautiful, right? Is that there are so many different educators out there. Like Carla said, right? You found somebody that's like a powerful
investing Latina. Follow her on Instagram and let her know that you came from
exactly, exactly. And the way that that girl's gonna present that information to you is gonna be more relatable. So when you find shit like that, when you find information, make sure it's relatable to you. Make sure you vibe with that.
Investing Latina. She has so much good information. Not sponsored.
I feel like people are anti learning things through other people. But sometimes you're just not learning through the right person. Sometimes it's just the teacher that's not really vibing with you. It's not even that the information is wrong. It's just that the person giving you the information isn't.
You know how many times I've been in class and I didn't understand the teacher, but understand the person next to me explaining it?
Bro, and it'll literally be the same thing, but that person next to you is more relatable.
Yeah, so I'm dying to buy one of her courses because she actually sits down with you and like she'll have a meeting one-on-one with you. And I'm sad because her courses were $99 and now it went up to $199.
No!
Because of the, I know, because of the value she sold out. There's so much like, everyone wants to buy it. So she's like, bet.
Now you got to maximize your profits.
Yeah. And like, you know what? Her time is valuable. I want to pay for someone who knows their shit and who is valuable and who's going to take time to teach me.
You feel me? So... That's a big step that I also want to take this year, and learning more about finances and playing around and you got to utilize your mentors too. I have so many mentors within the real estate like business and sector that I just don't tap in with more, and that's something I want to get better.
Or you're simply your teachers.
Also, yo, we had this conversation. I tapped in with my teacher the other week about possible. Yeah, tap in. We call it tapping in. Yo, I use so much
slang. That's not what I know that phrase for, but okay.
I use so much slang that Carla does not vibe with. It's so funny.
That's not what I know that for.
Well, shout out my teacher. Shout out Pam. Pam gave me an abundance of knowledge the other week about how to go about, you know, doing something the proper way. It's fire.
That's cool. Yo, last goal for this year.
All right. Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is really a goal. I just want to be more consistent.
I want to love living life. I want to travel more. I want to do more. I want to like get out of work and go on a walk. Drink a coffee in Boston. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to have more experiences. And stop.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That's something I also want to do too. I also want to be more spontaneous.
I don't even want to be more spontaneous necessarily. I just want to plan it. I want to plan to have a day for me to drink coffee in Boston and can not even hold up.
For me, I really just want to break out of my little routine sometimes. And I sat down and wrote this down. I want to always have like a day every month where I just kind of do something I normally wouldn't do.
That's crazy. That's a cool goal. Yo, I think this is it. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to our episode. I know it's been a crazy year. I know we've been all over the place. We're coming up with great new content. We have new, more ideas. If you have more topic ideas for us, let us know at WTF Latinx Instagram or WTF Latinx Twitter. And we'll see you on the next one.
Yo, take care.